These agents are being tested and will continue to be tested in the adjuvant setting. How do you think the rash is going to play out as adjuvant therapy?
That's a good question. There is a trial, a large trial, and the intergroup trial, N0147, which was much more complicated before the irinotecan regimens became less attractive, which is FOLFOX plus or minus cetuximab for 6 months. And the question you raise is not necessarily one of efficacy, but compliance and tolerability. In my heart, I believe that as a single agent, cetuximab has activity. It's synergistic with both 5-FU and oxaliplatin in animal models. We'll see from the cetuximab and panitumumab trials how much it adds in first-line therapy. We've learned that first-line metastatic advanced disease treatment doesn't always predict the adjuvant model, as example for FOLFIRI in the PTEC-3 study. The question is, in advanced disease, when these drugs are tested in third and fourth line treatment and you have no other options, a rash is the least thing you're going to think about, frankly, because you don't have many other options to survive or respond or have response of your symptoms. In the adjuvant setting, if you have someone with an 80% cure rate with surgery alone and you add 5% with 5-FU, another 3% with oxaliplatin, there's only so much cetuximab can add. It's probably 1 or 2 or 3%. So are 97 people going to walk around with a rash for 6 months? We've used the drug quite extensively, frankly, and you know the rash is something you can deal with, but it is visible. And for patients in the adjuvant setting to go to work with FOLFOX, where they're not losing their hair and they're not necessarily open, if you will, and out to the world, they're going to have to explain away something that's really quite visible. And that's a difficult thing to do, I think, for some patients. Not everybody wants to wear banners about what their disease is or what their prognosis is and discuss it.
Flipping back to the issue of recent research data, anything come out at ASCO that you think was practice-changing or important to discuss?
In colorectal cancer, as I said, I think it was a year of adjustments and baby steps. The big steps, backward and forward, were in gastric and pancreas. I think in colorectal cancer, probably the more interesting data had to do with important details about rectal cancer therapy, about using response to treatment as a prognosticator. In colon cancer, it really was a year of not much happening, I'm afraid. But that's okay. We needed a rest. We needed to digest what happened the last 2 years.